This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Valla. A spring storm dumped several inches of snow across Colorado yesterday, knocking down tree limbs and knocking out power for thousands of homes. At one point, more than 200,000 Xcel Energy customers were without power. Workers labored throughout the day to restore service for many. As of this morning, hundreds of metro area homes were still without power. A police chase through downtown Denver Saturday ended in a deadly crash. Denver police say their officers were pursuing a possible kidnapping suspect when the man crashed his vehicle into an RTD bus. This happened at North Broadway and 13th Avenue. The man died at a hospital. He was the only person inside the vehicle. There were no serious injuries to anyone inside the bus. Flowers planted decades ago at a Japanese internment camp are growing again in Denver and could even bloom this summer. Archaeologist Bonnie Clark helped discover the roses at the Amache National Historic Site in southeastern Colorado.
I love this idea of plants as living witnesses to the past. They're witness roses. They were there.
Thousands of Japanese Americans were interned at Amache. Survivors will get some of the roses. Others will be on display at the Denver Botanic Gardens. And the Colorado Avalanche beat the St. Louis Blues last night to take a 2-1 lead in their second-round playoff series. You're listening to CPR.